K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name is Trina.
Hi, Trina. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm calling because I went out with this guy that I met at a housewarming party, and we had a great time. His name is Barry, and he just, you know, I thought we hit it off and, you know, laughed and had a nice dinner and everything, but I haven't heard from him, and, you know, we bonded over, you know, the magic eight ball, which I had with me.
Wait a minute.
Magic eight ball?
The old school magic eight balls that you shake?
The shaky one?
Yeah, you know, like you shake and you ask it a question and it tells you like an answer and, you know.
That's fun.
That's great.
What'd you ask it?
Well, I asked it if I should go out with him and you know, would we be going on a date? And it said very doubtful, but, aww, you know, I mean, he was really cute. So I thought very doubtful is a no. So, you know, sometimes things change in the universe and everything. So I thought, you know, maybe the doubtful could be a yes. So we went out.
And did you have a good time?
We had a great time. Huh. I mean, you know, we went to this great restaurant and we talked and laughed and it was really fun. And I was sure I was going to hear from him.
Oh, well, that's strange.
That is. It's very cloudy.
Nice. Okay.
Very cloudy.
I missed it. Did you say his name?
Barry.
Okay, well, hold on a second here, Trina. We're going to put you on hold. We'll get Barry's phone number. We're going to call him, see if we can find out what's going on here.
Thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
You had a really good time then at dinner, Trina? You said you guys, there was definitely chemistry between the two of you, right?
There was definitely chemistry. I mean, we talked all night. It was really a fun dinner. You know, he talked, I talked, you know, we laughed, and I was sure I was going to hear from him.
Wow.
Sounds weird,
that
Fry.
Is
I mean,
weird.
Like,
well,
something meant to be.
Hold on a second here. Let me finish dialing his number, and we'll see if we can find out what's going on, Trina.
Thank you.
Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Hey, who's this?
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Good
What's
morning,
up?
Barry. What's happening?
Hey, guys. What are you guys calling me for?
Wow.
Did I win? Are you got a second or two to talk to us?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
All right, Barry. Well, the reason of our call is we got a phone call ourselves from somebody. We understand maybe you went out on a date thanks to a magic eight ball.
Oh, so you know Trina. You know Trina?
Yeah, I know Trina.
So yeah. She kind of thought you guys hit it off.
Well, yeah, I guess at first we hit off great. So yeah, we met at this party and I saw her across the room. She was beautiful. And I was like, man, I really would like to talk to this girl. But apparently I learned that she is very beautiful, but also a tad bit on the crazy scale.
What happened?
Oh no!
Yeah, so I don't know. I kind of got freaked out by her pretty quickly, I guess.
Well, what gives her the crazy label?
Yeah, tell us what happened.
All right, so basically, you know, we decided to go out and kind of have a good time, and she's looking all cute, and next thing I know, she kind of like, what's up with magic eight ball? And I was like, I have not seen that in years.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I was like, but that's kind of cute. It's quirky, you know. We don't really know each other too well, so I thought this would be fun. So she asked it a few questions, and kind of went with like, okay, let's go where the magic eight ball takes us type of deal. But then it got too much. It's like that started controlling her, and it really kind of freaked me out because I didn't know what that thing was going to say, and she was taking it literally. So
what do you like? What? What'd she do?
All right, so, you know, we went out, we went to get drinks and everything, and, you know, we were going to order some food, and I really wanted a steak. I'm kind of a steak and potato kind of guy.
Yeah.
Gave her to order a steak, and she's like, wait, you can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean I can't do that? And she's like, you need to eat a chicken because the magic ball, eight ball told me.
Oh, no.
I was like, are you serious? Like, I am hungry. Put that thing away. But, you know, I was trying to be nice because I didn't really know her, so I was like, I'll get the chicken.
Oh, so, no, you gave. You know, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to, like I said, she's super cute, so I was trying to play along.
You're working it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to work it, and, you know, we were laughing and having a good time, but I don't know that she noticed that my laughing was probably more of, like, this awkward, like, I'm with a psycho person type of laugh. You
know? Oh, my God.
Like, you know, like, a little awkward. I was feeling kind of crazy, you know. But anyway, waitress was asking us, like, if we wanted dessert. I was like, sure. But she asked the Magic 8-Ball. Like,
no, she did not.
Should I get a dessert? And I was like, once again, I'm like, are you serious? And it said, cannot decide now. And so we had to wait. She's like, well, we can't ask now. You know, we have to wait for the Magic 8-Ball to let us know.
So, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy, guys.
I was just trying to be helpful. I mean, the steak was not very well expected to eat.
Yes, too.
There she is.
How's it going, Trina?
Barry, I was just trying to help you out. I mean, you don't even know. The steak could have been really, really bad for you. I mean, like I said, it said that it wasn't very well expected for you to eat.
But the crazy thing is, you didn't really know either. I was willing to take a chance. You know, I wanted that steak. You know, and you had to ask the Magic 8-Ball. I don't know why you have to always ask the Magic 8-Ball everything.
You know what? Let's ask the Magic 8-Ball whether or not Barry's being stubborn. Let's
okay.
See. Oh, are you serious?
Oh, you got it right there. Okay, yeah.
Oh, I do. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
5 points.
I told you
yes.
That she's a whack job.
April says you're being stubborn, Barry.
It says
signs
point to
yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell them how you asked if it was okay to fart on the first date? Why don't you come back?
What?
Yeah. You asked it if it was okay to fart on the first date, and I'm over there shaking my head no, and that Magic 8-Ball, I think, had something else to say.
What did it say?
I'm pretty sure it said yes. I don't know for sure, but it seemed as if it did because of what happened afterwards.
Did you let it go?
Most definitely she did.
Trina?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did he say?
Go ahead, Barry.
You farted.
You farted? Did you ask the Magic 8-Ball if you should fart?
I mean, I better not tell you now.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's what I thought. I told you guys. She's crazy.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't say that I'm crazy. It says that the outlook isn't looking so good for you, Barry.
Stop using the Magic 8-Ball. You're psycho.
So, Trina, should you and Barry, can you ask the 8-Ball if you and Barry should go out again?
Hang on, let me see. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Definitely.
It says yes, definitely.
What about you, Barry?
How about you, Barry? What's your 8-Ball say?
Guys, my sources say no, I gotta go. I can't deal with
this. Okay. Did he go?
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Barry, oh, my
no,
God.
No, he's gone.
Oh, Trina, we're so sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I thought he was somebody else, but I guess I should have just always listened with the 8-Ball telling me that it was doubtful that we should go out.
Yeah, well, I mean, good luck to you. We're sure you're going to find somebody better than Barry.
Very magical.
Thank you. Well, the 8-Ball says that I can rely on it.
No.
See?
Wow,
there
it
you
is.
Go. Okay.